This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Lots of people are wondering how long the airline industry can go on losing money. In the final report in our series on the plight of the airline industry, NPR's Jack Speer traveled to Houston recently to meet with Gordon Bethune, the former head of Continental Airlines. He is credited with reviving the company after two bankruptcies, and Bethune is convinced the industry will pull through.
To understand where the airlines are going, it helps to talk with someone who knows where they've been. And few people understand running an airline better than Gordon Bethune. Bethune stepped down in December as CEO at Continental Airlines. He jokes that retirement agrees with him.
Yeah, I'm starting to like it. Getting used to it. I'm found something I'm good at.
Though he's a consultant now and no longer an employee, Bethune still has an office on the 42nd floor of Continental's towering Houston office building. Dressed in an open-collared shirt and gray slacks, he chuckles as he recounts his decade-long tenure as CEO at the airline.
I counted it up, the number of CEOs. I was on my fifth CEO at US Air. I was on my fourth one at United, and my third at American and Delta, and my third at Northwest, and fourth at America West. And so I had to be next.
Bethune arrived at Continental in February of 1994 after working at Boeing. He says there are parts of the job he'll miss, but others he won't.
Proud of the fact that we'd never hurt anybody on our airplanes in 10 years. I was fortunate there. We had good people. Never missed a voicemail in every week for 10 years to the employees. So that's a long run, but, you know, it is a responsibility, and it's kind of nice not to have to fly the airplane every day.
Prior to September 11th, Continental was the only one of the major airlines making money. At the time, Bethune was credited with the successful turnaround of an airline that had been in trouble. However, in its most recent quarter, Continental lost more than $200 million. A result of problems that are affecting the entire industry.
The days of making a high margin kind of return is gone because the oil is costing you a lot more, and you can't price to that because your competitor won't, and so you're kind of stuck with your expense level. So even the new guys are having a tough time because they're faced with the same prices everyone else has got.
But what's ailing the airlines these days is more than just high fuel prices. In order to compete with the discounters, the major airlines have been forced to cut fares at a time when they are posting large losses. John Heimlich is chief economist with the Air Transport Association, an airline industry trade group.
In many ways, the industry has been Walmarted by the demand realities, but we've learned what the customer is willing to pay for, and we're going toward more automation. Customers are now comfortable with web check-in and kiosks at the airport. And frankly, it seems to be that staffing levels on the airplane and in the airports is not quite as important to the customer as they were in the late 90s, and that's the reality.
Detroit's coming up. That's going to be worse.
At the Continental check-in counter at the Houston airport, that reality is already here. Continental has self-serve kiosks at all of its airports. 39-year-old Teresa Thornton is headed to Jacksonville. She doesn't mind checking herself in.
Actually, I had a really great experience here. They have this new system here, and I think that was a good improvement. I'm pretty happy with it.
The automated check-in.
Yeah, the automated check-in.
And while some passengers say they miss the days when the airlines provided free meals and other amenities, those days are likely gone forever. A recent analysis by Forrester Research found it costs less than 30 cents to check in a passenger using an automated terminal, versus a cost of around $3 using a ticket agent. The major airlines are all engaged in cost-cutting campaigns. There is the fear, though, that the cuts won't be enough or won't come quickly enough to stave off disaster. The majors are left hoping that the price of oil will fall back to where it was before the war, or that one of their competitors will disappear. Not very likely, but nevertheless, Bethune remains optimistic about the industry's future.
I told some guys it's like being a tomato farmer. In the year, there's way too many tomatoes as a bumper crop. Nobody makes any money because tomato prices go to nothing. And let a few of the tomato farmers shake out, and then the supply and the demand get in equilibrium, and you can make a lot of money in this business when supply and demand are in equilibrium.
Bethune says rather than complain about the state of the industry, what the airlines and their employees need to do now is worry about getting customers to their destinations.
This is kind of a rough spot in the road for a lot of people. What I tell people is that the dot-com bubble didn't last forever, and these bad times won't last forever. We'll get through this. The good people will survive.
As for his own future, Bethune says if the right opportunity were to come along, he might rise to the bait, but for now, he's happy consulting. He says it's something of a relief not having to run an airline with the responsibility for 40,000 employees and 1,800 flights a day. Jack Spear, NPR News, Houston.
The first two reports in our series on airlines can be found at npr.org.